welcome to Talking with Chivalry. I'm your host, Antoine, and thank you for tuning in. It's another beautiful day, a beautiful weekend just passed, and as always, it's a blessing to be alive. But here we go, y'all, the last episode for the first season of Talking with Chivalry, and I just want to go over a few things that I learned and a few experiences that I had this season, and a few things to come in the next season, season two in 2022. But before I get started, the first thing I want to say is thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your feedback. Whether it was good or bad, it is all appreciative. You know, I've always felt like the best teacher is experience. And without just getting out of here and recording, putting out the content to be critiqued, how would I know how to fine tune my approach, my delivery, my swag? You know, so again, thank you for that. Thank you for that support. So to begin, one of the first things that I learned during the first season is that consistency is key, but it's hard to keep up with sometimes. My goal was to record every week, you know, and trust me, I tried, but some weeks, you know, just wasn't working. You know, whether I was a little sick or, you know, had a little cough, you know, had the sniffles, a little under the weather, or just life in general. Being consistent was a challenge, and I'm not making excuses for myself. You know, what I got out of it was that as long as I did something towards my brand, the business, it still counts, right? Right, in my mind. So, I mean, I could record a podcast, you know, or I could write a blog, or I could create a course, or I could write a book, or I create a product to sell. You know, as long as you do something towards the business, don't beat yourself up too hard about it. You know, you are still building the brand and doing whatever it is that you do on the outside of your business, which is your day job, or if you're a contractor or running another business. You know, I always remember that one inch in the direction of your desire is better than standing still. So keep putting out some form of the content for your brand. Just keep putting something out. Something else I learned is that my mindset changed when I was creating from experiences and not just talking about something random. And what I mean by that is if I was inspired by someone or something, I would automatically think that, you know, that would make a great podcast or blog for this week. So I was really becoming a content creator, not only within my business, but life as well. You know, I would see things that made me feel that, you know, this would be something that a person could use. This could be very beneficial to someone. And it was a lot stressful running the business that way than sitting up just thinking of things to talk about, you know. So basically just letting it flow to me naturally, that definitely relieves some of the stress of coming with running or creating a brand or building a business. And I also had fun creating my setup, my area, you know, from buying the microphones, setting up my recording station, setting up the correct sound for each and every session. You know, I remember once, and this is a little side note, but I remember once my youngest child was at my station, and I trusted her not to do anything. Because I had to go check on something. I can't remember what it was, but I had to go. So I turned around and looked at her, and she was looking at me, and I just said, I have to trust her. So when I came back, I had all kinds of words on my script notes. You know, the sound was off. You know, I don't even really know what else she did, but I never could get the sound and the settings back the way I had it. I had to start over. I had to start everything over from scratch. But I'm not complaining. You know, that's a cherished memory. So I'll always remember that when I'm recording a session, that I can't leave my kids in front of my station. You know what I mean? So that's a cherished memory. And also I remember at times while I was recording, I would hear dogs barking, birds chirping, or planes flying, or a rooster roostering. I still don't know which neighbor had a rooster around here, but it was funny to me when I'm recording. I'm like, I'm in the country, you know, or I could be in the country. But I'll be recording. I'll be like, I can't erase this, man. I wonder if they would hear this, you know. But after making my adjustments before I released the content, I couldn't hear all those extra sounds. And you know, whenever I'm listening to the playback, I'm cringing when I get to that part of the recording. Cause I'm like, everything is set up nice to just put out, and I might hear this dog barking. And then when I get to that point, I don't hear anything. So my message for that is just to keep going. You know, it might turn out to be so small that only it's something that you notice. So still put it out. But if I were to post everything that was recorded, you know, y'all would be laughing, y'all. This is all, man. I mean, I had some outtakes that literally took me out. You know, I'm like, did you just say that? You tongue-tied mother... Oh, man, you better not post that cough or water bottle cracking or chair squeaking. You know, all that stuff. You know, sometimes I would hear my family come out of the rooms, and I would be thinking, like, please, 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 please don't come down here. I'm 6-7 minutes into this recording, and everything was working perfect. Like, please don't come down here. Next thing I know, I heard my kids running down the hallway, or my wife going into the kitchen, into the refrigerator, you know. But I'm not complaining. I would not change any of that for the world. You know, like I said, memories of your family should always be cherished, and you can always start over. Delete this recording and start over. You know, and that's pretty much my kind of lessons and experiences, you know, to kind of sum it up. You know, it's a lot more than that, but just to sum it up, that was basically my experience with season one. But my goals for season two is that I plan to post every other week. And if I can post back-to-back weeks, that's even better. But I guess I'm trying to erase the pressure and not just, you know, be out of here talking and posting, you know, filler content. You know, I want it to be authentic, thought out, and informative as possible. I'm also going to start interviewing people this season as well. You know, I've always felt that the first season needed to be a way for you to, you know, get to know me first. You know, you can't learn too much about someone if they're always talking to other people. You know, my oldest child, you know, she always wanted to record with me. So I want to at least do one podcast recording session with her this season. I know that's truly something she would enjoy. She really would enjoy that. And it'll be something that I'm looking forward to. So be looking for a few interviews this season. I also want to publish my first book. So I definitely want to keep you all updated on that progress as well. You know, hopefully I can do more than one, because I have started a few but never finished. So maybe I can complete them and drop them like albums. Social media, I'm getting there, y'all. Please be patient with me, you know. But I want to post more on social media. You know, I can honestly say that I post more now than I did in 2020. So now for 2022, I need to post more than I did in 2021, you know. And like I said, it's going to be fun, you know. I enjoy doing this. I hope to do this for a while. But those are my plans for 2022. And with that being said, season two, we're talking with Shiver, I'm sorry. But with that being said, I want to thank you for tuning in with me this season and for many more seasons to come. You know, this is so therapeutic for me. And I plan to do this for a while, if time permits. So to end it off in great fashion, thank you again for tuning in with me at Talking with Chivalry. I really, really appreciate you all for just even selecting the podcast to listen to. I'm very, very appreciative. And I want you to continue to stay strong, stay resilient, and keep fighting for a better you. Thank you. See you in season two. Hey, hey, are you looking for insight, topics, and thoughts on ways you can grow your own personal development? To find ways to embrace and develop your own strengths instead of looking for it within others? Or even to build wealth within real estate, your business, and even strategies to get your career to the next level? Well, tune in with us at chivalryjones.com, where we accept positive vibes only, an engaging community, and straight to the information that you need. So now that you are listening to Talking with Chivalry and looking to become a better you, how about you kick your feet up, sit back, mind your business, and relax, and let's vibe.